The next morning, it is Christmas. The children wake up with shouts of, "He's come!" and immediately start opening all their parcels. The grown-ups, less excitable, save their own presents till breakfast time. After breakfast, many people go to church, but the children will be playing with their new toys, and the mother will probably be preparing the Christmas dinner. This includes poultry for the main course, for example, chicken, turkey, duck, goose, salads, breads, and vegetables, and features a variety of desserts, for example, pies, puddings, and ice cream. In the afternoon, many families listen to the Queen broadcasting to the Commonwealth. In the evening, after a huge tea, often including a big Christmas cake covered with a frosting as sweet as candy and as smooth as pudding, the family will probably sit round the fire eating nuts, sweets, and fruit, talking or watching television, or playing party games. Everybody likes to be happy and full of goodwill at Christmas time. The great writer Charles Dickens loved Christmas and described its merriness and warm-heartedness in books like A Christmas Carol, with drawing-room scenes of blazing log fires, while the December snow outside made all the country white. This is why people today talk of a good old-fashioned Christmas and why many hope it will be a white one. But it seldom is, for snow is a rarity in December. The theater plays its part during the Christmas season by putting on special shows for children. The circus is another thing that parents may very well take their children to see as a Christmas treat. Lions and tigers have been patiently trained to leap through the air, and even the more docile beasts like elephants and horses do astonishing tricks. So the children usually count the weeks, then the days to Christmas. And almost everyone enjoys the happiness of Christmas.